We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and segment number four of our program is going to be featuring the Sunset Zoo, and we have Marketing and Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood joining us here today. Melissa, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Brandon. I haven't talked to you for a minute. Usually on my segment, you're over at the Pott County, I think, meeting, so it's nice to hear you, see you via Zoom, so good to be here.
Absolutely. And the reason we bring Melissa on today, they have a very unique event going on tomorrow out at the zoo that we thought we'd highlight here today. And that is there's a COVID-19 vaccination clinic going to be taking place. And there's some neat perks with that as well.
Yeah. So we are partnering together with Riley County Health Department, as well as the Riley County Police Department, to offer we think every day is a fun day here at Sunset Zoo, but we want to offer a fun day and an opportunity for you to come and get vaccinated. If you haven't already become vaccinated, to come to the zoo and take care of that. We will be doing that in an air-conditioned environment. Our Nature Exploration Center has plenty of room and space to be able to do that. The staff and nurses with the health department will be administering all of that clinic, and we're working together with them. You don't have to have a preset appointment to do that. It's a walk-in basis, and we're just really trying to work together with them to vaccinate our community.
All right. As we heard from Bob earlier, that's a real need for more people to get vaccinated in our community. We're not quite to the threshold here regionally that we'd probably like to be. So, if there's been anybody that's kind of been a vaccine holdout, this is a good opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. And, I'm on behalf of the zoo, I'm speaking, it's a health issue. And for us, we want to help provide that healthy community. And we are working with the health department to do that. They are providing the vaccine they'll be providing is the Pfizer vaccine. And that vaccine is good for ages 12 and up. So if you have a youngster in that age range, 12 or up, they are welcome to come. And then the health department has advised that if it is anyone between the ages of 12 and 18, a parent does or guardian does need to be present to give that permission. But we like it when parents are with their kids anyway. So when they do get their vaccine, they will come inside our Nature Exploration Center to receive that vaccine. And they'll also be offering testing tomorrow as well. So if you have been kind of in question, or you may have recently heard, oh, I've been around somebody who was, positive, whatnot. If you're experiencing symptoms, we welcome you to come get a test as well. Anyone who gets tested or vaccinated tomorrow will receive free admission to the zoo. So that's our offering back to the community, is that we're able to let you come into the zoo and enjoy the zoo. And then we're going to have some fun things too. We will have some giveaways that we'll be doing throughout the time of the clinic, which is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the Riley County Health Department, or the Riley County Police Department, has joined up with us, and they will be bringing their food trailer out, and they'll have a couple of different spots within the zoo. So down by our concession stand, they're going to kind of do a takeover of our concession stand with a free hot dog feed for all visitors tomorrow, whether you're vaccinated or, part of the clinic or just coming to the zoo. So they're going to provide from 10 to 2 a hot dog feed down there. And then they're going to have the ice cream component or the treat department just right out in front of the zoo. So we are just welcoming everybody to come to the zoo tomorrow to have a great time. But it's a great opportunity to get your vaccine if you haven't, or if you're just kind of wondering, hey, maybe it's a good time that I get tested. I'm getting ready to go see other family members on a vacation, or I'm going to another area of the country that might be a little less vaccinated. It's just a good safety measure to have in place.
Yeah, absolutely. And for anybody that is curious, it is the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which you mentioned. If people are needing their second shot, this is a good opportunity, if they're in the window, to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, so I visited with the health department about that, and they said, yes, absolutely. If you're within that window of time where you're eligible for your second shot, which most of these vaccines take two rounds, that first shot and then your second shot, you are more than welcome if you've already received the Pfizer vaccine to come and get that second booster at this clinic as well. They will have, I believe, don't hold me to it. I believe they'll have 1,000 vaccines available tomorrow. So we've got more, more than enough to hopefully help serve the community. So if you need your booster, you can come do that tomorrow. If you need the first round of that shot, we welcome you to come tomorrow. And then I also have learned from the health department that, so there's been some question, I think, when those youth, we're targeting youth. We target youth every day here at the zoo, to come enjoy the zoo and experience things. But anyone's eligible to come get that. That's 12 and up. And you don't have to be just from Riley County to receive this shot or this vaccine. If you live in Wamego or Pottawatomie County or Clay County or Gary County or any surrounding area that you're, you have had, maybe not the access that we have had luckily here in Riley County. We just welcome you to go ahead and take that safety measure and get vaccinated.
Yeah, sounds like a good opportunity. And but having the perk of free admission to the zoo, that's awesome.
Yeah, free admission and, with a hot dog feed and some ice cream treats, we'll be doing some giveaways as well throughout the time period of the vaccination clinic. We want to make it fun, and we know sometimes, especially for smaller kids or even big kids, shots are not fun, but this is really a seem, a pretty pain in the health of you, your family, the community.
We're having a little communication issue here. I may have to close out and come back in here. So hang tight for just a second, Melissa. I'm gonna put you back into the waiting room, and I'll bring you back in here. That's fun when Zoom decides to give you fits here on live radio here. I'll try to connect back here with Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo. Let's see if the audio is any better now.
Oh my.
Can you hear me?
Well, we can hear something, can't we?
We can hear something. Sounds like robot voice.
So you're going to have to completely close out of Zoom.
Okay.
You and I will just talk for a little bit.
All right, let me
All
do
right,
that
while you
real
do
quick.
that, Melissa, just stand by. But we'll get that back on. So I'll just kind of fill in here for a little bit. But it's neat that this whole vaccine thing is coming into play here and have this opportunity tomorrow at the zoo. Of course, they got all kinds of other things going on. So great to be able to talk about this weekend. And guys, all kinds of other things. Yesterday we talked about the Flint Hills Discovery Center and their event with Santa Claus tomorrow. Santa and the zoo, not together.
The
But in the
Discovery
same
Center,
thing,
yeah.
the Discovery Center, right? But got Santa, and then we got the zoo, two separate things tomorrow. So lots of fun things happening in the area. Just a quick plug, while we got Parks and Recs on mind, they got the summer concert series tonight, and it is D&G, and that begins at 8 o'clock at the Larry Norville Band Shell in Manhattan City Park. Weather should be pretty nice. Our forecast coming up here in a little over 10 minutes will tell you that we're going to have some warm temperatures today and potentially some rain, but not until after midnight. So that shouldn't be a problem with Arts at a Park tonight.
All right. I think I've reconnected with Melissa. Let's check the audio now. Melissa?
Hey, how are we now?
That's
Hey,
better.
I'm so
All
glad.
right, this is Melissa version, not robot version.
Well, I'm glad we got reconnected because I did want to ask kind of just what people will see, and because you do have some construction I know going on at the zoo.
Yeah. So I'm happy to talk about that. So, if you've had the chance to come to the zoo this summer, or prior to the summer, you have noticed that it looks a little different because we are under construction with Expedition Asia. And that is a $4.3 million project that has been underway since the fall, but we're about halfway through right now. So exhibits are starting, you really are starting to see them being built above ground now, the walls and things of that those exhibits are being built, but the lower tier of our zoo is closed off to the public because of that construction, but there is still plenty to see. You know, Susie, our chimp, and all the other chimps want to see you, and our cheetahs and lots of our other animals are viewable. So, but we do always inform our guests that that construction project is underway, but a large majority of our zoo is still viewable, and we encourage you to come out. And we'll still have a few other things too that one of the new things that we do have here at the zoo that we just launched this month is a room up here in our Natural Exploration Center. It is called the Wild Wonders Room, and it is a experience where you can come inside this classroom area. We have several of our education animals. That is their new home. So our ferrets, our screech owl, and then our sulcata tortoises, which are the very large tortoises. On weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, we do feeding opportunities with them. So if you have wanted to get up and close with some animals that, you know, you want to just see a little bit more, for just a dollar experience, you can feed them with our animal staff. And let me tell you, they love to be fed. So the Wild Wonders Room is open also when we don't have the feeding experience, and it has some nature play that you can just kind of come in, cool off, do a little play with the family, and then go back out into the zoo. So that room is really, it's a dedication of a memorial from Bob and Marilyn Johnson, who were longtime volunteers of the zoo, and they would want nothing more than families to experience the zoo in all kinds of ways. And this is a great way to honor them and then to have a great experience for families.
All right, sounds good. Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, are itching to do things this weekend. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff going on. Parks and Rec's heavily involved with our community this weekend with the stuff going on at the zoo, with the Discovery Center, and, of course, Arts in the Park here tonight as well. So make sure if you've got an opportunity, if you haven't been vaccinated yet and you really want to, that is a good opportunity tomorrow at the Sunset Zoo. What time is it going on again?
It starts at 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the vaccination clinic time frame. We are open to the public from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. So come on out. It won't be 100 degrees tomorrow, so I'm super happy about that. We may get a little rain shower, but it's a great time even when it does rain here at the zoo. Kind of cools you off. So we encourage everyone to come on out.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Melissa, thank you for joining us here today, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That's going to wrap up our show here today. Melissa Kirkwood and Wayne Cruzy, thanks to both of them. Of course, the Beach Boys concert July 31st. More information at mcactickets.com. That's the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Also, thanks to Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi. Our show Monday will feature members of the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine, actually just one member. We'll be talking with Dr. Beth Davis and Manhattan Parks and Rec. We're going to have a little discussion on aquatics and some other things with Wyatt Thompson and Sydney Baker.